Okay, so can you tell me a little bit about, like, what you did at school, like, your hometown, your majors, your minors, and what you did in college?
Okay, I am originally from Slippery Rock, Pennsylvania. That's my hometown. And I was an elementary education major with a Spanish for the LEd classroom minor. And I was involved in, oh man, this is going to take me back here. Let's see. My freshman year, I did the Freshman Leadership Scholarship Program. I did a lot with Lambda Epsilon Delta, the education Greek. I wasn't really Greek, I guess. It was the education honorary. And I'm trying to think of anything else I did. I mostly just basically education stuff. And yeah, that's pretty much it. Student teaching I did in Mexico, part of it in Mexico City. And then I also did a semester abroad in Australia. So I did some travel abroad. And with the leadership groups, I did some spring breaks abroad too.
Oh, awesome. You were found in 2006, correct?
I sure was. Rocktoberfest.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I had the timeline correct.
Yes, graduated in 07, but the queen in 06.
Okay, great. So what did homecoming queen mean to you then?
Then, for me, it was, especially because my family has a pretty rich history with Slippery Rock. I'm the fifth generation of my family to either attend or be affiliated with the university. For me, just attending Slippery Rock meant a lot to both myself and, my family is really important to me. And so just attending was a big goal of mine. And to be crowned homecoming queen during my senior year at Slippery Rock meant a lot for me to feel like I was representing my university well, also representing my family well. And at that time, because I was running, as an elementary education major, I wanted to represent future teachers well. So I think it was important for me to be someone who I try to have, good character, good integrity. And it was important for me to have that position and still be who I am. I don't know. That was important to me.
Oh, no. Great. What does being homecoming queen mean to you now?
It means to me, it now means some excellent memories I made with my friends during the process of becoming homecoming queen. I look back on it incredibly fondly. It's a fun fact about myself. I don't always share it very readily, but to me, I always look back on becoming homecoming queen as probably one of the most fun weeks of college that I had. My friends and I, campaigned to help me. It just is just warm, happy memories of really a culminating event during my time at Slippery Rock.
Awesome. How did you end up running? Were you nominated or did you run by yourself?
I was representing pretty sure it was Lambda Epsilon Delta. I think I was running through the education honorary. But I remember writing an essay about what it would mean to be homecoming queen or why I think, I should be homecoming queen. And I'm sure if I spent the time, I probably could find that essay, but I think it, probably similar to the answer I gave you before, which running for homecoming queen was just for me a lot about, representing myself well, representing my family well, and representing my university well.
Yeah, definitely. Did you run with a partner?
I did not. No.
Oh, awesome. I like that. Did you? You said that you campaigned. So, like, how did you campaign? What did you do?
Oh my gosh. Well, I said, I remember the week fondly. It was a blast. So I did like a little slogan for myself, which was, because my first name's Emily, it was M's a gem. And we did like, we spray painted Burger King crowns because Burger King was still around at that moment. We spray painted Burger King crowns and put like bedazzled jewels all over them and wore them around campus. And we handed out ring pops and, you know, all sorts of candy that looked like jewels or gems or things like that. And I actually did a fun event at Ginger Hill Tavern, which was very fun. It was the night before. I think it was Thursday night that week. We did. They did a drink special for me, which probably might not want to include that one, but it was a lot of fun. They got a bunch of people out at Ginger Hill the night. So it was Thursday night, and then the pep rally was Friday. It was so fun. So, but I remember doing stuff like outside of Bailey Library and in the quad and everything like that, as far as campaigning and handing stuff out goes. And then then off campus, we did a fun night at Ginger Hill Tavern.
Awesome. Did social media come into play at all? Or?
Oh, no, it didn't. We were lame back then. I don't even think I had Facebook, because it was just coming out. So we had to do it the old school way. We had like made flyers and had to get the word out by actually getting the word out.
No, definitely. Before the election, what did you think your chances were of winning?
I thought they were pretty equal to everyone else's. You know, I don't think I didn't feel like I had an advantage, as far as that goes, but I was hopeful that I would win. Mostly because I put a lot of hard work into it, and I can't take all the credit as far as the work goes. I have had an amazing group of friends that were behind me on it, and we worked tirelessly all week in order to get my name out there. So that's probably why I was most hopeful to win, just because I had so many people who really believed in me and who were working hard with me and alongside me. I really, that's why I was hopeful that I would win, just because I didn't want all that hard work to be for, I don't want to say nothing, but you know, they really were there with me throughout the whole week.
No, definitely. Did you, was there any like stigma around like the ceremony or your campaigning or anything?
What do you mean by like, what do you mean by stigma?
Just like negative attitudes, people tearing anything down.
Oh, I don't think so. Maybe because I was in like the little bubble of winning and I was so excited. I don't really remember any negativity around it. Our campaign, like the one that I ran, everything was positive. I was definitely not bringing other people. I wasn't saying negative things about other people. I was just trying to say positive things about myself. That's not really, and maybe because I tend to be a pretty positive person. That's maybe why I don't remember anything negative. If it was happening, I wasn't aware of it.
Okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah.
What did your family think of your victory?
Oh my gosh, they were so excited. They were excited, especially because, you know, I am from Slippery Rock, so they all got to, like, my mom and dad were there, and my dad is Dr. Watson, and he was so excited, and he got to drive me in the homecoming parade, which was super fun. A cool dad moment and a cool, you know, like, family moment for us. And so that was really nice. And my sisters came into town from their colleges and supported me through that. And even my boyfriend at the time, who is now my husband, flew into town and surprised me after the pep rally. So that was, it was just, it was a time when our family all came together, which is, again, why I have such fond memories of it.
Awesome. What was the hardest part about the whole process?
Probably all the work I put into it and, you know, the work that my friends put into it. I think, like, all the preparation. And I think, I think that could be why I'm winning. Because we worked, I think that year we worked harder than anybody else. I think everyone else was like, oh, you know, if they were Greek or whatever, they just assumed that, you know, everybody Greek would vote for them or whatever. And because I was kind of not really affiliated with any certain group, and I knew a lot of groups of people, you know, because I was friends with people on UPB or SGA or whatever, because I was kind of, I don't know, just kind of knew a lot of people, I think that made me work that much harder to earn all of those votes. And I didn't really rest on my laurels of like, yay, I'm nominated, that's kind of cool. But I really wanted to win. And that to me was the hardest part I put into it, was all the effort in trying to gain people's votes.
Awesome. How did your college experience change from before and then after you were elected?
I don't know if it really changed that much because I was having a fantastic time at Slippery Rock in the, you know, 3 years leading up to my senior year. And it was a great culmination to a fantastic experience I had at Slippery Rock. But again, you know, I tend to be a pretty positive person and a pretty outgoing person. And so I think part of what made a great experience at Slippery Rock was, you know, myself making sure it was a great experience. I kind of went above and beyond to, you know, get as much out of my 4 years at Slippery Rock as I could. And being homecoming queen was part of that, going the extra mile for me. So, you know, I did a lot of hard work at Slippery Rock, but I also did a lot of fun at Slippery Rock. And I think that was a good balance, but I don't know if it really drastically changed anything. Yeah, cause I was having a great time before and I continued having a great time after, but it was just, for me, it was a great way to bring, you know, my friends together and my family together and really, yeah, that was pretty much it.
Did it affect you after college?
Again, a kind of a cool fact about myself that, I mean, I think I put it on my resume. So it was a bit of a conversation starter in some of my, post-college interviews. You know, they would say like, oh, homecoming queen. So it was sort of a jumping off point for conversations. Now, 11 years later, it doesn't come up in conversation as much, but, except when that, you know, when homecoming comes around every year, I, you know, make it a point to reach out to all my friends that were there with me that week. And, you know, we have good memories about it. And, of course, you know, my boyfriend at the time, now my husband, we talk about that weekend very fondly. So, it doesn't come up as much in conversation, but it was a good conversation starter right after college and some of my interviews for teaching.
Yeah, definitely. Has your life changed in any small or large way?
Because of being homecoming queen, yes. Or just in general?
Yes, because of becoming homecoming queen.
I don't know. I maybe in small ways. I think it's cool that it puts me in a group of people that is, you know, you know, like the homecoming queen group of people. I think that's pretty neat to be a part of something like that. I don't know if it really changed it too much. I'd like to think in positive ways it probably did. Because I, you know, I took the role pretty seriously as far as, you know, making sure I was a good example to other students on campus. That's why I felt pretty passionate about wanting to hold the position, because I, you know, I thought I was a good representative of the student body at the time, because, you know, I was, I worked very hard academically speaking, and I also worked, you know, very hard to have a good time. And so I thought I was a good representative, but I don't know about changing in big or little ways. Maybe I just needed to be more aware of that. I guess I haven't, you know, drawn much attention to it.
No, definitely. Have you come back for later homecomings?
I have. I have been back to either one or two of them. It's difficult for me because, of course, after I graduated, I got a teaching job. And hold on 1 second. Hey, sorry. Let me just say hello to my husband real fast.
Jeopardy music.
Did you not So going back for homecoming. So after I graduated, my first job was in, I taught fifth grade in Arlington, Virginia. So it was like in the DC area. And I came back the following year because it worked out with my teaching schedule. But then since then, it's been a little more difficult because we've moved farther away. My husband is in the Army, and he flies helicopters, and so there's only so many places where he can fly the helicopter where he flies. And so we've lived in North Carolina, in Alabama, in Kansas, and now we're in Tennessee. And so it makes it difficult. And now we also have two children, and you know, coming back for that weekend does pose to be an issue with two small kids on a plane. It's not always the most fun place to be. So before having children, it was much easier, but as we've moved farther away and expanded our family, it doesn't get to be any easier. But I do, of course, I mean, my family, my parents still live in Slippery Rock, so I still stay connected with the events that are going on through them.
Oh, awesome. You said you did come back the year after. What was it like crowning the next queen?
I'm trying to think I don't know if I was there for the crowning. I don't think I was there for the pep rally. I think I was there for the parade. So I did not crown the next queen, but it was kind of bittersweet because it was that feeling of like, oh, I'm really not in college anymore. But it was kind of cool because at the same time where you're thinking, oh, I'm not in college anymore, since you're only 1 year out, it was kind of that, ooh, I'm not in college anymore. I'm working and I'm, you know, a professional now. And, you know, coming back, having a job and everything like that, it was good because I was doing exactly what I wanted to do the year after I graduated college. And so I was proud of myself for setting that goal and achieving it. And, but as far as, you know, it's also that moment where you're like, you knew what you were doing a year ago, like everyone was going out and celebrating and doing all that kind of stuff. And, you know, you weren't a part of that anymore. And so in some ways it was like, oh, I missed that. And in some ways it was like, you know, that was in that time of my life. And I'm really glad I experienced it to the fullest while I was there, but it's just not a part of my life anymore.
No, definitely. Thank you so much for being able to do this interview.